This week, the NPR Ed team has been telling us about changes in many U.S. classrooms brought on by the Common Core state standards, specifically when it comes to reading. Before the Core, many schools paired youngsters with material that they knew they could read to build students' confidence and a love of reading. The Core standards talk a lot about the importance of reading material that is more complex, and that can mean children struggling more than they're used to. For more on what that can look like, NPR's Corey Turner reports now from the fifth grade.
Time for the tough stuff. It's mid-morning at Watkins Elementary in Washington, D.C., and Ms. Amy Wertheimer calls her kids to the reading rug.
All right, and we are on the carpet in five.
We all got to sit together.
Four.
The students force their rubbery legs full of early energy to crisscross applesauce. Each has a binder, and inside is some of this complex reading the Core talks about. Today, the kids are going over an informational text called Who Settled the West?
Are all of these native peoples nomadic?
To answer Ms. Wertheimer's question, the kids have to comb through the text, line by line, word by word.
Prejudice.
Some of the vocabulary is pretty tough, like prejudice and a handful of Native American names.
The hate D and twang lit.
That's Khalil Somerville struggling to get through Haida and Tlingit. But then he does something just as hard, something the Common Core really wants him to be able to do. He answers Ms. Wertheimer's question using evidence from the text.
On page 6, paragraph 2, the first sentence. The hate D and twang lit of the Northwest built permanent wooden homes called longhouses.
Khalil flags the word permanent. In other words, not nomadic. What about the Sioux, Ms. Wertheimer asks. Destiny Brown volunteers.
Page 6, on the first paragraph, at the end, it says they lived in tents called teepees.
Nicely done. Good job accessing the text.
It's clearly tough reading for many of these kids, but going through it together really seems to grab them. Lots of hands shoot up, and when Ms. Wertheimer does notice a wallflower, she finds a way to include him. After about 20 minutes, the class breaks into groups.
Oh, no. Let's read Heading West. Doesn't that give us a clue?
All right, so...
One cluster of 10-year-olds dives into the packet looking for reasons why African Americans headed west before and after the Civil War.
Besides the North, another place that offered safety to slaves was the West.
That was easy.
It was not illegal in the West, and African Americans could find paid work there.
Reason one, says Candace Norris, paid work. Novon Lee chimes in with reason two.
Also, it was illegal to have slavery.
Novon then appoints himself the team stenographer.
We need a marker or something, I write big with.
Ms. Wertheimer walks from group to group, helping and encouraging the kids to show evidence for their answers. She's been teaching for 17 years and says this shift to reading more complex stuff, it's a big difference. But
I love this.
Doesn't matter, she says, if kids don't understand every word.
This pushes them, and the high kids aren't bored, and the low kids aren't bored, and we're all learning about really interesting things.
I have to mention something now. Ms. Wertheimer's hair. She has a serious salt and pepper bob, but at the bottom is a surprising fringe of dyed pink hair. It's actually a perfect metaphor for how she and lots of teachers are approaching reading in the Common Core era. Not as an either-or proposition. The core standards don't say everything kids read has to be salt and pepper serious and seriously hard. There's still plenty of room for pink. That's why kids here have leveled libraries. Leveling is an old way of labeling books based on the skill needed to read them. At Watkins, daily independent reading with these books provides a breather from the tough stuff.
I have read James and the Giant Peach, Matilda.
Tanya Butler loves Roald Dahl. Last year, she plowed through the BFG. Today, The Witches. She says it's below her level, but who cares? She's having fun. I assume she prefers Dahl to the close reading binder on her desk. They'll be tackling a tough new article soon.
Oh, you got it right here.
It's called The First Peoples. We didn't read it yet, but she gave it to us to read today.
And you think it looks kind of tough?
I think it looks interesting and tough.
To my surprise, Tanya says, one thing can be both. Corey Turner, NPR News, Washington.